listener production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Victoria's duck hunting season is officially underway across Gippsland and the Goulburn Valley, and Goulburn Murray Water has opened some of their catchments to hunters. This includes Lake Ilden and Lake Ngambie, but Paul Beard says there are certain dangers that hunters need to be aware of.
The water storages are quite full at the moment, and you know, if you're wading out into the water and waders, there's submerged objects and channels and deep water that can be dangerous. The other thing to be mindful of is blue-green algae at the moment. There's some storages that do have algae in them.
More info is available via their website. A horror crash in Gippsland has seen a driver and child die late yesterday afternoon. Crews attended the scene on Trafalgar Willow Grove Road after reports of a crash between a car and a truck. Sadly, the pair died at the scene while the truck driver was taken to hospital. Investigations continue today into what caused the collision. It's been revealed Ash Good, one of the victims of Saturday's shocking events in Sydney, grew up in Echuca. The 38-year-old died in hospital while her 9-month-old daughter is still being treated for injuries. Remember, if you need support following the events of the weekend, give Lifeline a call on 13 11 14. Designed to cause major economic pain, pro-Palestine protests are being planned over in Melbourne today as part of global action. The Port of Melbourne is expected to be a target. Hundreds of police from regional stations across the state have been redeployed down to the capital. And back in the classroom this morning for many kids across Victoria after a well-earned couple of weeks off. The Gippsland Stars VNL home debut set for this week has been postponed after issues emerged with the court runoff section at Belberts Park Sports Centre in Druin. They'll now play at the State Hockey Netball Centre and instead head home in round 19. And a very narrow win for Mansfield in the Goulburn Valley League on Saturday, finishing just 3 points ahead of the Swans at the Rec Reserve. Meantime, Rupner blasted Benalla away by 102 and Euroa dislodged Tatura.